So how many of you would like to leave here with a perfectly time blocked schedule? Okay, so let's go to page 142. And we're going to help you do this. And this is going to be a little painful for a few minutes. You're going to figure out that you're going to have to get a lot done in 40 hours. How many of you are working more than 40 hours a week right now? Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with us. Okay, more than 45. More than 50. More than 55. I'm getting my gun out now. 60? 65? Are you guys freaking crazy? Really? Y'all got to get it together. Julie? How long did I coach you? A year? A semester. Oh, I got you for a semester. That's what happened. I needed just 6 more months. I would have whipped you into shape. Guys, you can't work like that. How many of you think you have fun in your life? Because if you're working 70 hours a week, you got no fun going on. That's pathetic. How many of you have a hobby? How many of you practice the hobby? Halfway, Julie? Is that a halfway I practice it? She kind of halfway practices it, right? You guys got to fix that. You know, my true testimony is when I came into the Corps, I was working 65, 70 hours a week. And I'll share a painful story with you for some of you that may not know it. My husband lost his job when I decided to become a full-time realtor. Shortly thereafter, we lost all of our benefits and had a 3-month-old baby. And he would, you know, stay home with the baby. I would go to work. He finally got another job, We're both gone. We're trying to manage a baby. And nobody ever babysat our child until he was 3 years old. So he'd work in the morning. I'd work at night, vice versa. Well, he'd go to bed. We'd go to bed. Put the baby to bed. We'd go to bed. And I would leave my Jeep parked in my driveway. And I would sneak out of my bed and get in my Jeep and drive to my office and work till 2, 3, 4 a.m. in the morning. Go back, not open the garage door because he might hear me coming in. And I would sneak back in and I'd lay down in bed till the alarm went off at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And I would jump back up and I would do that day after day after day. It's painful. Painful story for me. And he sat me down one day and he said, you know, you think that I don't know that you're leaving the house. And believe me, I know you're not playing around because you're going in your pajamas. And they ain't cute pajamas. But I know where you are because we had a couple friends that were police officers and they called and told my husband, your wife is at the office at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. And we're worried. And he said, I didn't get married at 31 years old to sleep alone. And he said, you're either going to have an accident coming home and leave me and Corey as a widow, or somebody's going to rob you, or worse, coming out of the office at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. He said, you fix this now. And that's when I decided, you know what, somebody loves me at home. That's where I want to be. And so every year I work less and less. And Rick has encouraged me and encouraged me and encouraged me. And I was running right here yesterday down Harbor Drive by myself, looking at the ocean and thinking, I want to do this every day. I want to walk. I want to run. I want to be in nature. I'm not going to the office at 7:30, 8 o'clock anymore. My new work hours are 9 a.m. So don't call me before 9 because I'm not working before 9 anymore. That's not fair. I mean, a lot of mornings I go to the office before my kid even gets on the school bus. What the heck's wrong with me? That's crazy. I'm not doing that anymore. So guys, it is a commitment to yourself and to your spouse that you're going to fix these time management issues because we're not promised tomorrow. We just heard a story about somebody lost a child in this organization. We're not promised tomorrow. So if you don't take anything else out of this class, find some time in your schedule for yourself and your family and fix it. If it means hiring somebody, doing less business, whatever it means, you fix it, okay? So we're going to do your perfectly time-blocked schedule. We're going to help you find some time in your schedule. So on page 142 of your workbook, the first thing we're going to put in is self-time. I'm going to fix my perfectly time-blocked schedule when I get home.
You notice that's first, right, guys?
Yeah.
You got to take care of you.
If you're not good for yourself, how are you going to be good for your spouse or your kids or your team? So on your schedule, on page 142, I want you to go through and block out some self-time. It may be meditation. It may be a hobby. It may be in the morning. It may be at night. And I want you to write in there self-time or workout or meditation or whatever. So go through your schedule and write your self-time in there to get started. Page 142. And we're going to go through this pretty quick because I want you to fill it out.
Nights like yoga or whatever.
You don't have to take Sunday off.
On Sundays.
I don't work Saturday.
Sundays are
or
meant
Sunday.
For my family and my family only. I have an 8-month pregnant wife and a 3-year-old son that I don't want to be that dad that was at the office. If I sit there in front of you and tell you that, and you still tell me, well, I'm going to go with another realtor if you don't show me a house on Sunday, good to meet you. My family is number one to me. When I had my son, I was working 65 hours a week. She was my coach. David, I was telling David earlier, she hammered me. You need to get your hours under 55. You need to get your hours under 50. Now you need to get your hours under 40. And if you keep telling yourself, I can't do this, you won't, ever. My priorities are my family. If I don't carve time out for me and for them, it won't happen.
All right, so Carmen, think about this. If you don't take Sunday, take a Tuesday. Yeah. Change your voicemail. I'm out of office today, rejuvenating, it's my day off. Leave me a message, I'll be back in the office first thing in the morning, you'll be the first call I make. Click. If they don't want to wait till tomorrow, you know what? They ain't going to leave you a message. And they ain't a client you wanted anyway. Period. If you want to work Sunday and that's a busy day for you, I don't care if you don't take off Sunday. Take off Tuesday. Right? And if you've got an RP1 that can answer the phone on Tuesday and take messages for you, nobody even has to know that's your day off. I'll have her call you tomorrow. Her schedule's booked today. Guys, if you've got an appointment, it might be in the pedicure chair or it might be on a ranch. Right, Ken?
Right.
Why do you have to tell everybody your business? You're booked. It might be at the ball field with your child. You might be on a date with your spouse. You just are booked. If somebody says, I want to go see something Thursday night at 7 o'clock, my husband and I rendezvous, as my son has labeled it now that he's 16. We rendezvous on Thursday nights. And so if somebody calls and wants a late appointment, guess what? I don't work late on Thursday. It's my date night with my spouse. How many of you are not having a date night with your spouse? And you wonder why there's some turmoil in your life? Think about that. All right, so everybody's got self time on there. All right, the second thing you're going to fill in is your family time. We're going to take care of ourselves, and then we're going to take care of our family, Holly. So what night will you have a date night with your sweet little husband? Well, you better figure it out. Guys, put your church on there. If you do a Bible study, or you go to church, or you have, you know, synagogue, whatever you do, your spiritual life, you got to have that as part of your family stuff. So don't overcomplicate it. You can. We're going to talk about a day off here in a second. So step one is self. Step two is family. You got church. You got date night. Number three is a start time and an end time. What time are you going to go in the office? That's the first thing I told you to figure out on your time management today. Start time and a go home time. When are you going to start? And it might be different a couple days a week. Maybe you're going to go in at 9 and work out at 7. Maybe some mornings you're going to go in at 8 to get more done. This is your perfect work week, not mine, yours.
And guys, when you talk about an end time, it needs to be the same time every day, but also understand that there are a lot of people in the core, myself included, who have a set day of the week that's their late day. One day a week, that's all it is, and I tell my wife, I will be home late on Tuesdays. Every other day of the week, I'm going to be home at 6 o'clock on the button, if not before. But on Tuesdays, I have the ability to stay late because she knows it.
Good point. Everybody needs a late night.